Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Arika Sullivan. I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach, and my intention for this week's episode is to help you get out of your head and into your heart. Some of you may feel really stressed and discouraged right now, and often that is because the logical mind is in charge. And it's making up all of these kinds of stories about what the right decisions and choices should be without feeling out what's right for you. Building on last week's topic of intuitive journaling, this week we're going deeper with how you can use journaling to shift from the logic of the mind to the love of the heart when you're making decisions moving forward. I suggest using journaling as an important tool to support this process. And you may want to bring out a piece of paper because in this episode, we'll go through a simple journaling exercise to test drive that shift between the mind and the heart, between love and logic. All right. Are you with me? Great. And when you shift this, make this shift, you notice it's such a difference. And I want you to experience that difference. So if you're not already a member of the Facebook group, we have New Light Living Podcast Community. Jump over there and join us after this episode. Because I've invited you to join me for a 3-day journaling challenge to practice noticing that difference when you connect with your heart versus using your mind only when making decisions with your logic. So why is getting out of your head and into your heart so important right now? Well, now is the time when some of you may want to create something new for yourself. Maybe you want to figure out what to do next, or you have that urge that something needs to change for you. And often when we are at that turning point in our lives, and this is really a turning point in our lifetime in May of 2020 when I record this, and I'm sure you can feel that too. There are so many options, and there are so many ways this could go, right? And it's that sensation of uncertainty that creates the momentum to go on a quest for an answer. And often we go about that answer and our next steps in a haste, under stress, or under pressure, or all of the above. And that's how some of you may feel right now. You may feel you can't think clear, but you have to make decisions for your future. And that's right now. Today, I want to help you ease that sensation of uncertainty by offering up a way to connect yourself with your heart and that energy of your heart rather than leaning on the energy of the logic of your mind. Because it's in your heart where your true answers are stored, not in your mind. So do you want to experience this difference between love and logic in action? All right, let's dive into today's episode. Have you ever talked yourself into doing something or taking a stand for a certain position without really feeling connected to why? And sometimes we do this without even reflecting on how we adopted that opinion or how we came to that position or how we got to that decision. And sometimes we feel we have to kind of backtrack. We have to backtrack that decisions we've made. And that happens sometimes in a very quick manner. And that's exactly what happens when we self-talk ourselves into an action or decision that is purely directed by the mind, by your head, right? I'm sure you can relate to this. And for me, once I was applying for a job that on paper was the best next thing for me. And everyone said, and I agreed, it was the best opportunity for me. And so it appeared. It appeared to me and it appeared to everyone else in my family or in my friends, or anyone I talked about with this. So for me, this was a work decision. And it was a big, stable company, great pay and bonuses, everything that I needed, all the best bells and whistles. From the outside, it was perfect. It was the perfect next step. And guess what? I got the job. Woohoo! And fast forward in the story, and long story short, in that same job, I ended up feeling stuck in the mud and burned out in the process. And as a side note, thank goodness this happened to me when it did, because otherwise I wouldn't be here recording this podcast for you today. And I wouldn't be talking about the things that I do talk about and want to share with you today. The logic of my mind had kept me stuck for far too long and had me following the rules and listening to expectations. But the one who suffered was me. My true self really suffered. It's clear that when we lead with an inner voice, directed by the logic, that is there every day, chatting away to keep us where we are so that we don't take more risks than what we can swallow, this can be good on one hand, and to not put ourselves in danger. But on another hand, our logic in many situations is creating the conflict, the stress, and the frustration inside. So if you recognize within yourself right now that you feel stressed, you feel frustrated, it might be that you're purely driven by logic. Because often our inner self-talk that is made up by the mind is that inner critic, that it's not serving us in a positive way at all, and not being at all supportive of the true potential that we have as human beings. So the question becomes then, so why do we stay stuck instead of stepping into our power and growing into our true unique purpose? This is a matter of the difference between being driven and led by love or being directed by logic. Our lives up to now have been rewarded by using our logic. That makes the most sense. What makes the most sense logically? And what, for example, in my case, what looked best on the paper, so to say. And this is now changing. Individuality, our unique talents and abilities that comes natural to us and to you, are going to be rewarded in a whole new way. Connecting with those natural talents can be done through connecting with what you love, what's in your heart, and that happens through the energy of the heart, not by logic. So which one sounds more fun? It's clear that growth is forever going to fuel the natural human nature and evolution. So why aren't we always rooting for growth, love, instead of staying stuck and created by the logic? Well, it's because we let the logical mind dominate. And it might sound like this for you. Oh, I've never done something like that before. oh, what would my family think about me if I went for this? And it might sound like this, that's not possible because we're all experts in rationalization, right? And we have been trained to really use our logical mind to get ahead. And here's another visual for you to connect with what really the difference is between connecting with love instead of logic. So let me put it like this. It's like when an airport security person examines your suitcase. So envision this. The bag goes through the camera tunnel to determine what's inside the suitcase. And it's done by a screen, and someone's looking at the bag from the outside in and trying to figure out what's inside the bag. Versus, you know, when the bag gets pulled off to a sidetrack and another officer comes up and opening up the suitcase. And what that person is, he or she is feeling and touching what's inside, what really is inside the suitcase, and giving you the thumbs up with a loving smile to go ahead. That is the difference between love and logic. By looking from the outside in and try to figure it out, instead of diving inside and feeling, touching, and really feeling it out, and give that thumbs up to yourself. So by now you get my point here, that many of us are so conditioned to run our lives from the logic and not from love, from the energy of love. Because the truth of the matter is that it has served us so well in our careers, and it has allowed us to multitask all hours of a day and keep going, right? But the downside is that the mind is so in charge that there's no time to open up the suitcase to feel what's inside and listen to what the heart truly is telling you. The more stress and multitasking we're under, the more the logic of the mind is going to lead and not letting us connect with our true self and what the heart is telling us. Emotional stress as a result that keeps us far away from feeling safe to express ourselves, asking for help and act on what we truly deep down want. The downside is that we end up coping, rationalizing, and the list goes on, right? We want a quick logic answer to act on. And that's how the world has been working up until now. Otherwise, the moment is gone and we're on to something else. Sometimes I felt that my mind was so full of logic answers to everything because it happened fast. I was on a go, go, go mentality. And a highly rationalized answer from the mind often comes out of, you know, the mouth, and often that happens when we need an answer quickly. The mindset of this, of the logical driven mind, almost costed me my well-being. And it wasn't until I got in touch with my true self and what my heart really told me that this shift happened. For me, this connection to love, my own self-love, and my true answers happened when I started to practice yoga. And that allowed me to return to feeling connected. And I returned to a regular meditation practice also that totally slowed me down from my hectic, always rationalizing mind. And the practice of yoga helped me rediscover how it felt to connect with my body and the energy of my heart, to be completely still and be in the present moment. So that was an accelerator for me to really get into the practice of yoga. And there might be something different for you that might be that turning point. And maybe even it's this episode that you're listening to today. So do you feel that your mind is in charge? And how do you know it is? I believe that one way of knowing this is if you are rationalizing your life situations and circumstances right now and always rationalizing them into something that needs to be justified. And you tell yourself, for example, why you need to do this and that, and you make that case for yourself with a sensation of frustration. And it really is sometimes that feeling of, I have to justify this for myself to get on with what I'm doing. The mind is an expert when it comes to allowing the ego to rule. And that's where that frustration comes from. How do you know? Well, the ego usually uses rationalization techniques that ultimately makes us feel bad, feeling exhausted, frustrated, and jealous inside. And often we feel that we're covering those feelings up. We're not showing our true feelings on the outside. So take a moment here to think for yourself and feel into this. Do I justify what I'm doing sometimes for myself? Do I need to explain to myself why I do things? Because hear me out here. Your true self, ruled by the heart, never makes you feel this way. Your true you wants you to live a full life, full of love, live in balance with yourself from the inside and out, and with ease in a natural flow between you and your environment. What a difference, right? What sounds like a better idea? Again, it's obvious that we deep down want balance. We want ease and love to rule our life, not the compromising, rationalizing feeling of the mind. So how can you shift between being driven by the mind to allowing the heart, the energy of the heart, to guide you? So here's an example. When I read the book, The Desire Map by Danielle Laporte, this very method that she describes in this book of setting goals for the future got turned on its head for me. And goals were always really important for me. But I knew I was guided to this book a few years back, and I knew it was time for me to tap into my energy of my heart instead of, you know, the logical mind setting goals the way I have done for many years. And in this book, she describes a method for defining what she calls core desire feelings. And that is really the key to being headed on a path of leading with the heart. I highly recommend this book. If you currently are a very goal-driven person, driven by your logic, and you want to tap back into and use your feelings in decision-making at work or at home in a very different way. And here's a quote from that book that resonated with me a lot that provided a new perspective when I made this shift from being driven by my logic to being driven through the energy of my heart. Quote, "We think that if we slow down, the dream machine will come to a stop. Or if we stop working so damn hard, we'll have to do without. Or if we stop processing so much, we won't get the deep love we crave. When we feel good about something, goodness flows." End quote. And the answer is to tap into your intuition and in your higher self and trust the feeling. And that might sound woo-woo to you, but it's not. Everyone has that ability to tap into their higher self and what's in your heart first. And most of us just forgot how to do it. Because it's, as kids, we naturally we're tapping into our hearts and intuition all day long. As young kids, they do lead their lives with the heart. And then we go to school and we're taught to follow the rules to succeed. And rules have to be figured out with the mind, with the logic. So here we go. When we go through school, we really are trained in the logic way of living. And then when we get into the workplace, we learn how to manipulate others until we get what we want. And it's not much room for our emotional skills, our emotional and inner talents that is really natural to us. Emotional intelligence is really directed and is really directed by the heart, by the energy of the heart. But in most cases, the ego wins anyway, and our true self is taking the back seat. Because what happened was that we just followed expectations either from others or our conditioning. And now is the time to turn that around. You're here listening to this podcast for a reason. You're ready to step out of your rationalizing logic mind and bring your true self and purpose-driven life back to leading with your heart. So this is an opportunity to get back to feeling more, call on your creativity, and be more spontaneous and free. This is the difference between love and logic. The structure and rigidity versus the flow and creativity. Learning how to use your intuition to make decisions with the heart at work or at home is an essential part of my coaching program. I help you to step out of your logic mind and into your natural heart intelligence. And if you want personal support to go deeper, go to my website, newlightliving.com, and find me there. Now, I'd like to share some tips on how to make this shift right here and right now. Let's do it. Give yourself permission to step out of what you're doing right now in this moment. And this is important. Get closer to natural energy flow. So that means maybe you're opening a window. Maybe you just go outside for a moment or open a window, as I said, or just move. Maybe you just swing around your chair or walk around your table or something to make you move and refresh that energy flow. And then, if you are in a position when you're listening to this to put your feet on the floor and ground them, do that. And let's take a full inhale through your nose and then hold it. And then release the air slowly through the mouth. Now, identify a decision that you're up for next. It can be a small decision or a big decision. What comes to you first is the right one at this time. So don't pick and choose here. Just pick a decision or something that you're up for that you need to kind of know what the right next step is. Close your eyes and repeat a full, deep breath. And exhale slowly. Now, I want you to imagine the decision that you are about to make, that it's already solved. Just go there now, without thinking about any reasons and whys and hows. Just see that decision being solved and done with. Notice something about what came up for you regarding this decision that is different. What do you notice? Feel into that difference. What comes up first is the answer. And you can use a journal to write down what the decision is without editing anything or on a single paper. Just let it come out. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through the mouth. And when you're ready, open your eyes. This is how easy it is to connect to the energy of your heart. And whatever came up for you, when you saw this decision that you're about to make, and when you saw this already being done, what did you notice? Because you got an image in your mind here about the solution already. Now, I'd love for you to join me for a three-day writing challenge inside our Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community, to practice noticing this shift between logic and love. The trick here is repetition and practice, and to observe how the difference between your mind and your heart shows up for you. The more you practice this, the more you recognize what the heart is telling you, and the more you can put that logical mind aside. So every morning for 3 days, I suggest to start with the following. You have your decision. Maybe you pick another decision, another bigger decision that you are up for. So you may have, am I doing this or am I doing that? What should I do? So every morning for 3 days, you sit down with your journal and then you ask the question, what is my mind telling me to do? And you write that down. What is my heart telling me to do? And for that question, put your hand on your heart and really connect with that heart space and really feel into what the heart is telling you. And do this independently from each other. So ask your mind first, what is the answer? And then put your hand on your heart and ask the heart, what is the answer? What do you notice about the difference? Which option feels the best? And then after that, you can make your decision. What is the decision? If you do this 3 days in a row, I promise you, you'll have the decision that your heart is telling you, because your heart knows the answer. What we've been talking about in this episode is our heart and mind, love and logic, and how it's time now to get out of our minds and into making decisions through the energy of our hearts. Because our logical mind wants us to rush and come to a decision very quickly based on external circumstances often. And this causes us to potentially make the wrong decision, and we sometimes have to backtrack. The true self, your essence, is connected to the heart. And when we connect our mind with our heart, we have access to our true answers. Making this shift takes practice and willingness to truly listen to ourselves without influencing from others. And that requires to slow down. And like I talked about in last week's episode, to prioritize to have that meeting with yourself daily and not miss that, not miss out on sitting down with yourself in reflection every day. Maybe only for 5 to 10 minutes. It makes such a difference. And using this technique around decision-making is so simple, but so powerful. Thank you for listening to this episode today. I am truly grateful that you're tuning in to this podcast, New Light Living. And join our private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community, and join that 3-day writing challenge. Share your decisions or share your options and notice, write to us here in the group about what you notice is the difference. Welcome back next week. I can't wait to share our next topic with you. And until then, trust the process, do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.